Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, Pieces of a Woman is a new Netflix film based on a heart-wrenching tale of a young mother's trauma after her daughter suffers a neonatal death. The film stars Vanessa Kirby as the young mother, Martha, and she's fantastic in it. An Academy Award winner, Ellen Burstyn, is Martha's overbearing mother, Elizabeth, who blames Martha for the baby's death because she decided to have a home birth. Ellen Burstyn is, of course, an Oscar winner, a Tony Award winner, and an Emmy winner. She's famous for her roles in The Exorcist, she played the mother in that movie, and Martin Scorsese's Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, which she won an Oscar for as Best Actress back in the mid-70s. I had the opportunity to chat with Ellen Burstyn about her character, Elizabeth, in Pieces of a Woman a little while back. I'm going to bring you that chat shortly, but first, here's a little clip from the movie Pieces of a Woman.
My daughter came into this world for the time that she did. And I can't bring her back.
Have you decided to go to the trial?
It's the right thing to do, honey.
Because you say it is.
She has to pay for her incompetence. We need some justice here.
No, you need... This is me.
You know, you are somebody who is possibly underneath it all a good mother, but you're not really a good mother at all. Can I put it that way?
You mean Elizabeth isn't a good mother.
Sorry, I mean your character. Yes, of course.
Yes, thank you. Are you in Dublin, by the way?
I am in Dublin.
Oh, I love Dublin.
I mean, why? Have you been here yet?
Oh, yes. And I had a lovely trip to Ireland and I just loved it. I had such a good feeling there. Anyway, about Elizabeth, I think she's a good mother in her own way. She wants what's best for her daughter. And she goes about it in a way that perhaps is not as sensitive as it should be. She's forceful. But in fact, it turns out that what she wants for Martha is for her to go to court and speak her truth. And she did, and that was helpful to her. So, you know, she's just a bit bossy, but I don't think she's stupid. And I think she means well. And I think she's devoted to her family.
Yeah. Do you think in society, though, I mean, as it was years ago, and maybe still the same, and this movie might change things, that the subject of neonatal death, you know, stillbirth and multiple miscarriages, etc., hard to talk about, isn't it?
It's very hard to talk about. And I think that's one of the virtues of the movie, is that it might make that conversation more possible. I think that's certainly what was intended on Katja's part, the author, the writer. And I know that that was the idea that Vanessa was working with. When she talked to women who had that experience, she found how little conversation there was about it, that it's hard for people to talk about. So let's hope this opens it up a bit.
And when you saw Vanessa Kirby in The Crown, did you actually stop? I've heard you stop and say, who is that? She's brilliant.
what I said was, who is that?
Right, okay. Yeah. Who is that? Okay.
Yeah, because she was brilliant.
Right, indeed. And by the way, just on the notion of nominations, I might as well talk about it now. Oscars, everybody's talking about it in some ways. Do you think, like, that if you were to get a Best Supporting Actress nomination, it would make you feel very proud because you would be the oldest?
I know, and I just love it that I would be the oldest in my category. A critic told me that I would beat out Chris Plummer by, I think he said, 47 days. I think that's a wonderful banner to have. To fly.
And when you look at things like a director, who you're going to be with, the script and everything else, you have this very heartfelt monologue in the movie about the tenacity of motherhood and that. Like when you see that written on the page, you say, right, I know what I have to do here. And it really makes you think about it the day beforehand and you just get it right.
Oh, it's more than the day before. That speech I knew was important. And it was one of those speeches that Katja kept working on, and we talked about it, and it was rewritten and reworked, and it always had that wonderful story about how she was born, because I think that story actually comes from Katja's family.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it kept on growing and changing and morphing and becoming itself, And it's a wonderful speech. I was very pleased to have that creatively to work on.
Absolutely. I think we'll be hearing a lot more of that in the next few months. Just finally, I mean, I know that Vanessa has actually said in an interview when the two of you were together, she said, "I wish you were my mother." After the famous movie from the mid-70s and Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, did you meet people who would have said that, looking at the character in the movie saying, "I wish you were my mother"?
Oh, yes. And I've had people say some of the most touching things to me about that. One man I know who is interviewing me said with tears in his eyes, "When I saw Alice, I knew what I didn't have in my relationship with my mother." I've also had the opposite. I've had men who said, "Oh, it was just like my mom and I." You know, I've had both. And, you know, I have to say, more for men than women, the relationship of the mother's son seemed to be really meaningful to men, as I hope the relationship between mother and daughter will be in this film.
Indeed, absolutely. Well, Ellen, thank you so much for talking to us on the program today. And by the way, we'll see you on Oscar night. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Nice talking to you.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.